Embattled Illinois Democrat Jesse Jackson Jr. is no longer a congressman. In a two-page letter to House Speaker John Boehner, Jackson resigned his seat today. He's been on leave for the last 6 months and under a cloud of federal investigation. Joining us now from Chicago is NPR's David Shaper. And David, Jackson was just reelected to a ninth full term in Congress just 2 weeks ago. So why is he stepping down now?
Well, actually, Audie, this resignation is not entirely unexpected. There's been talk about Jackson resigning ever since even before the election earlier this month, because Jackson has been on a medical leave of absence since June. He's being treated for bipolar disorder and depression. And in his resignation letter, Jackson said that as his health has deteriorated, his ability to serve his constituents has diminished. So essentially, he just feels he can no longer do his job.
Now, Jackson also acknowledges in that resignation letter that he is under federal investigation. Remind us the details of that particular case.
Sure. Sources tell NPR that the investigation centers on the possible misuse of campaign funds, that he actually may have used campaign money on renovations to his Washington, D.C. house. Jackson says in that resignation letter that he's doing his best to cooperate with these investigators, and he accepts responsibility for his mistakes that he says are his alone. There have been reports that his attorneys are trying to negotiate a plea agreement even before he's officially charged. Jackson's attorneys put out a statement late today that confirms this, saying, quote, "We hope to negotiate a fair resolution of the matter, but the process could take several months."
David, there was a time when Congressman Jackson was considered a rising star in the Democratic Party.
Right, yeah. You know, this is quite a fall from grace for him. 47-year-old Jackson almost really became as famous as his famous father, the civil rights leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson. There had been high expectations for Jackson right from the get-go, but these are expectations that for a long time he appeared to be meeting. He was in high demand to raise money for House members and other candidates. In a lot of ways, he was in Chicago anyway, the Barack Obama of Chicago politics before Obama came along, even flirting with runs for Senate and for mayor. But now it appears this once bright political career is over.
So, David, help us understand what's next. What's going to happen to Jackson's seat?
Well, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn will have to call a special election to fill the seat. That special election date will be set within 5 days of him getting the official notice of the resignation. Illinois law then states that the special election must be held within 115 days. So less than 3 months from now, we'll be having this special election to fill the congressional seat. And there are already all kinds of candidates eyeing the race, from city aldermen to county and state representatives, even possibly other members of the Jackson family.
NPR's David Shaper in Chicago. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Audie.
This is NPR News.